Good morning, WOLX.
Yeah, Jim.
Hey, how you doing?
This is Papa John from Baraboo.
Oh.
You were asking about Woodstock.
Yeah.
Stories. Well, I was there.
What?
Wow.
I was 14 years old at the time, and I was in a foster home.
Oh.
And they went out to Woodstock to do their family, you know, tree and so on. And it was at the right time and the right place. And I left my foster parents to go to Woodstock.
Whoa.
Papa John, that's pretty amazing.
That is incredible. So what do you remember about it?
Not much. It was a mud fest.
I was gonna say, were you sliding around in the mud, John?
I was sliding. There was about three or four of us all together, and we just slid down together, and we really had a blast.
Oh my gosh!
I would think at 14 that'd be a lot of fun. Who did you all see musically?
What an eye opener! Woo.
Well, I witnessed Jimi Hendrix.
Oh my gosh!
Oh.
And Crosby, Stills, Nash.
Oh, wow.
And there was a few of them that I can remember that I seen, you know, and it was just a fabulous, to me, it was a three-day love fest is what it was.
Oh,
it was
man.
Just make peace, not war. Oh. And we all got together and we were really, everyone was really decent to one another. We really were. We shared food. We shared everything because I didn't have nothing with me, just the clothes on my back.
Wow.
And you go to some places like a oversized commune is what it was.
Oh, that's what I heard. Yeah.
Yeah. It was absolutely just for a 14-year-old, it was exciting.
Wow. Love you and know. Peace and good music, John.
Oh,
that was really when Jimi Hendrix came on, everyone just exploded because he was just phenomenal.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got to witness that. Terry, I think it sounds like we could use another one of these right now.
Oh, I know. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Papa John, the world could use another Woodstock. It sounds
Yeah, we really could, you know, because it meant... You know, it meant a lot to all of us that were there for the simple fact is it was music, it was peace and love and joy for your neighbors and everything else. It was really, for as many people that were there, it was calm. I mean, you didn't see no violence there whatsoever, none that I seen anyhow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You know, it was just a peaceful event. Really, it was.
Oh. Is it fun talking about it and kind of reminiscing about it?
Well, you know, I have a lot of nieces and nephews and cousins and so on, and I talk about it, and I know I went to a few rock festivals. I went to one in Iola, and I went to one up in Stevens Point, and one of my pictures are in one of the papers, you know, that's what I did, you know, when I was younger. I just roamed around.
That's awesome. You know? So cool for calling and being able to talk to you.
Papa John, we really appreciate you taking time to tell us your story, buddy. That really, really means a lot to us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was a great time, and the musicians and the groups that were there were just phenomenal, you know. And I don't think we ever slept.
If we did sleep, we didn't know it.
Right.
Know?
Oh, that's funny.
what a blast,
wow.
Man.
Well,
Papa John.
Was it.
Oh man. That's,
yeah. Thank you for your story. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thanks for taking the time to call us up this morning, man. It's good talking with you.
Yeah, okay. Very good, Jim and Terry. And you have a great morning, and I'm always happy to hear you in the morning.
Oh,
well, we're happy that you called us. It's good to know we're talking with you every morning there,
Here's
Papa John.
Here's lots of peace and love to you.
Oh, amen to that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Good.
Take care, buddy.
You have a good day now.
You too,
John.
You bet. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.